From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the search for a missing Malaysian airliner has been suspended. The search for Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 has been officially suspended with no definitive answers as to why the Boeing 777 on a flight from Malaysia to China March 8th of 2014 disappeared without a trace with 239 people, most Chinese, on board. Liao Tiong Lai is the Malaysian Transport Minister.
It is not an easy search. It is very difficult. Unprecedented water. We have gone through all this difficulty. And we're committed to the search. So we managed to complete a 120,000 square kilometer search. Unfortunately, we are unable to find the plane, MH370.
Liao said the search, which has cost tens of millions of dollars, could resume if there is found to be credible evidence of the plane's fate. The last search area by Australia, China, and Malaysia was located west of Australia in the Indian Ocean. The next of kin support group, Voice 370, said extending the search to an area north of the current search zone is an inescapable duty owed to the flying public in the interest of aviation safety. Police in Turkey have captured the gunman who they say carried out the deadly New Year's nightclub attack in Istanbul, with officials saying Tuesday that he is an Uzbekistan national who trained in Afghanistan and confessed to the massacre. Prime Minister Binali Yildirim told reporters in Ankara the man was being questioned by police. He expressed hope that the interrogation would unveil what he called the forces behind the attack, which killed 39 people and has already been claimed by the Islamic State group. This is VOA News. Outgoing U.S. Central Intelligence Agency Director John Brennan has rejected President-elect Donald Trump's suggestion that he was the person who leaked to reporters an unsubstantiated report that included claims Trump's presidential campaign had contacts with Russian operatives. A Wall Street Journal article Monday quoted Brennan as saying he would have no interest in giving the document more attention and that intelligence officials told Trump about it during a January 6th briefing because they believed he needed to be informed about it. Trump has sharply criticized the intelligence community in recent weeks, including going back and forth with Brennan. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has urged the incoming U.S. administration to continue supporting the fight against cancer. Brain cancer killed Biden's son, Beau, keeping the senior Biden from running in last year's presidential race. The vice president addressed the World Economic Forum in Switzerland Monday, a day before the official opening of the annual conference.
In his address to the forum, Biden urged the incoming administration to support his Cancer Moonshot initiative aimed at ending cancer.
And it's my hope, as I've already spoken to the vice president-elect, who's a good man, about to come in to be vice president in 4 days or 3 days, about my willingness to continue to work with him and the incoming administration to be committed and enthusiastic as we are the goal of ending cancer as we know it, and my prayer is they will do that as well.
The World Economic Forum, which was founded in 1971, meets amid rising populist and anti-immigrant sentiment in the developed world. Laritza Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Chinese President Xi Jinping is pressing his case for free trade, urging the world to say no to protectionism and warning that no one will emerge as a winner in a trade war. Xi made the comments Tuesday in the opening address at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland, in the first such visit ever by a Chinese head of state to the well-heeled gathering of business and political leaders. Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May is preparing to make a speech that will signal that Britain will make a clean break from the European Union and not seek to remain what she called half in and half out. In her most detailed remarks on the UK's exit strategy, May will promise to forge a new and equal partnership with the EU. Excerpts of the speech released by her office show she will say not partial membership of the European Union, associate membership of the European Union, or anything that leaves us half in, half out. She goes on to say, we will not seek to adopt a model already enjoyed by other countries. We do not seek to hold on to bits of membership as we leave.
That's the latest world news from VOA.